So this really goes into teacher training. We know that qualified teachers are very few relative to the needs in South Sudan. So it's about trying to increase the ability of teachers to teach effectively. And this is part of a bigger effort by UNICEF and partners to improve also the physical environment that where the teaching is going on, as well as providing textbooks, as well as providing incentives for teachers.
We understand UNICEF has also donated a vehicle to the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. Do you mind telling us more about that?
Thank you. We have given one vehicle to the Ministry of Education. This is part of a larger collaboration between the African Development Bank, the Ministry of Education, and ourselves to invest in improved school infrastructure and teacher training and strengthening the capacity of teachers in South Sudan. This particular vehicle is for the Ministry of Education, but you know, we are working with the Ministry of Education where the focus is really on the schools themselves, on the teachers, and improving school infrastructure.
Okay, how much has UNICEF spent in terms of money to procure this vehicle?
The vehicle itself, the price, I don't have the list price of the vehicle itself.
In your press release, you say that before the pandemic, South Sudan reached the 2.2 million children who are already out of school, and now we have an additional 2 million children who are out of school, and you're ready to support the Ministry of General Education once schools reopened. What plans are you putting on ground?
So the what we're seeing is that a lot of examples where looking at the statistics, we see that schools aren't a major source of transmission of the coronavirus. And then it's really figuring out what measures work and what measures don't work. So, you know, we know, for example, that masks are quite effective in reducing transmission. We know that hand washing and physical distancing are very effective measures in reducing transmission. How we speak, when we speak very loudly, that increases transmission, for example. Other things we know are not effective, like spraying, disinfecting surfaces. We know that surface transmission is much less of a factor than we initially thought. You know, we're all constantly learning and trying to put together that in order to have the safest possible environment, but also achieve this in a cost-effective manner, because, of course, resources are at a premium. You have to make sure that resources are used very effectively.